I listen to the wind of my soul. Where I'll end up, well, I think only God really knows. I've sat upon the setting sun, yeah, but never, 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 I never wanted what I want. No, never, never, never.
Scott Friedman is a modern piano man, and his albums combine soul-searching songwriting, strong vocals, and masterful piano skills that reach out to you emotionally. Hi, I'm Chris Wilson.
I'm J.D. Doyle, and you're listening to Audiophile. Scott's latest album, his fourth release, is called Some Company.
The new album, Some Company, is really about raw emotion. It's really about reaching out to the listeners, connecting with them more on an honest approach more than anything. I didn't want to really hide things behind images. I really wanted to get it out there to the listener directly.
What would you say if you found out today? Really be your last? Would you try to bargain with God? Would you take the chance? Grab hold of the hands, family and friends. Tell them all just what they meant. Do you know what to say? Do you know what to do? When they stared at you wide-eyed and laughing and saying, hey, are you crazy, man? I don't have time for this. Come on, I'm gonna miss my favorite show.
Find out more about Scott Friedman and his CD, Some Company, at www.scottfriedman.com. That's www.scottfriedman.com.
Anomaly Breddett describes himself as gender variant, and that definitely affects the lyrics of his debut CD, Boy in a Dress.
Breddett draws on folk, electronic, and jazz influences and explores issues ranging from gender ambiguity to the pain of isolation to the joys of liberation.
When I was a little girl, free as a bird, painting my world, I filled it with colors like birthday balloons. When I was 7 years old, out of
I would describe it as indie pop. It has the elements of pop, strummy guitars, hooky melodies, keyboards, but I like to think that it's a little bit more intelligent than some of what makes it to mainstream radio.
You can learn more about Anomaly Breddett's CD, Boy in a Dress, at www.anomalybreddett.com. That's NAMOLIBRENNET.com.
In the mood for a potential spouse, I cruise young men in all the bars. I think I'm not that old, goddammit. But then they say,
but Blanche, you are.
I have the feeling that my age is precarious, my youth is vicarious. You're scaring us. You're scaring us.
billed as America's favorite drag a pella beauty shop quartet, the Kinsey Six are back with their third album.
It's called Six in the City and is another gift of wonderful harmonies and irreverent comedy. Their strong gay sensibility even affected how they chose their name, as Trampolina, otherwise known as Chris Dilly, explains.
The name is based on the Kinsey scale of sexuality, and the scale runs from 1 to 6. If you're a 1, that means you have had solely heterosexual experiences. If you're a 6, that means you've had solely homosexual experiences, so obviously 6 is a perfect score. So we decided to call ourselves the Kinsey Six, and it's spelled S-I-C-K-S, which is a nod to our virginal sense of humor.
Go into the chapel, but we cannot get married. From Vermont to Minneapolis, no, we cannot get married. Gee, I really love you, but we cannot get married. Locked out of the chapel of love.
Information on the Kinsey Six and their latest CD, Six in the City, can be found at www.kinsey6.com. That's www.kinseysicks.com.
That's it for this edition of Audiophile. You can write to us at Post Office Box 66648, Houston, Texas, 77006, or by visiting our website at www.audiophile.org. That's www.audiophile.org.
Audiophile is produced by J.D. Doyle, Chris Wilson, and Christopher David Trentum. I'm Chris Wilson.
And I'm J.D. Doyle. Keep listening.
We cannot get married. Clearly now we're on the map. Let us legally get married. Gee, I really love you, but we still cannot get married. Locked out of the chapel of love. Whoa, 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 whoa. Until people grapple with